I think I forgot to say happy 4th of July. Happy 4th of July. I stand before you as a representation of 4th of July in my red, white, and blue. Yes. Hey, thank you. Thank you. And so is Dottie. Dottie said, me too. I see some blues out there. You know, I actually love the celebration of this country. And one of my favorite quotes is from Thomas Jefferson. I think you know the quote. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and justice for all. Now, we could have a little history lesson, and we kind of debate that, especially in these days. But I do believe that the true heart of our forefathers were there. And so the question is, as we are celebrating the 4th of July, celebrating the birthday of this country, how do we grab a hold to these truths? How do we live our lives in the truth of liberty and happiness and justice for all? And so I invite you, as today we look at fireworks displays or on 4th of July this weekend, as we look at flags flying, as we look at picnicking happening, or just enjoying the days off until July 4th, I invite us to look at our American flag, not only as a symbol of the nation, but as a symbol of the ways of which we can also hold on to and to move forward for life, liberty, and justice for all. So I believe most of us in our history lesson kind of got the fact that Washington's wife sewed the first flag and it was red, white, and blue. But do we really ever learn why we had the stripes and why we had the stars? And I had the question of why red, white, and blue? And at least I didn't get taught the answers to those questions. Well, let me say that in June 14th, 1776, in Philadelphia, the Marine community of the Second Congressional Congress adopted a resolution. And it said the following: resolved that the flag of the United States be 13 stripes, alternating red and white, and that the union of 13 stars, white, in a blue field, representing a new constellation. Wow. I don't know about you, but I think the fact that our forefathers deemed this a new constellation, that the United States of America was there to be looked at, not only as a new forming nation, but as a star amongst stars. I think that's beautiful. Secondly, why red, white, and blue? Well, there are some people who think that they just kind of nabbed it from the British flag, from the forefathers, from them, that they, you know, it was red, white, and blue, so we were going to make ours red, white, and blue. Yet, what is said by Charles Thompson, Secretary of the Continental Congress at the time, and he writes, white signifies purity and innocence, red, hardiness and valor. And the blue of our flag signifies vigilance, perseverance, and justice. Who would have known that the flag meant so much? I mean, I think that we just kind of look at it, we see it flying, we stand to allegiance to it, or we might even, at some points in times in our rebellion, burn it. But we never really know that, and really pay attention to that, our forefathers had an intention, that the making of this flag not only symbolized a great nation, but symbolized a truth about each and every one of us, so that we could also attain a justice, a happiness, and a liberty from our parents' nation, a liberty to be happy. And just like the United States grew, I think most of us grew in some turmoil. You know, we get the kind of nice look at the United States until we get into college. But for many years, we were the un-United States of America. We were separate in every way, in military and how monies came about. We were fighting within ourselves. Even when this flag came about, it was meant to unify us. And I ask you, don't you see that in today's world? We still see the birth of the nation in today's world. The board and I went to a workshop, and something that I came out of that was very interesting, that in any church or any nation or any situation or any relationship, the first 9 months of that relationship will tell you the history and will tell you the future of any situation. And when you think about that, it does kind of make sense then that the United States continues to be embroiled in this struggle to be free. It also makes sense that its people, on their own individual rights, in their own individual lives, continue to struggle to be free. And so I bring this up to say that just as the flag, we too are symbols of the flag. We stand, each and every one of us, as a constellation. For each and every one of us are here to be meant to be lights, meant to be stars. It's interesting. Fred said to Gary a while back when he was making the announcement, "You're a star." And I said to Gary, "You're a superstar." And Gary said, "We're all superstars." How true that is. But we don't know that. We don't remember that because we continue to be embroiled in the truths of struggle. When in actuality, we are here meant to shine our lights individually, to be our own lights, so that together we form as a people a constellation, bright and beautiful, a stars in the blue. So how do we do that? How do we come from this race consciousness, which is what Charles Fillmore would call it? A race consciousness is a consciousness where we all kind of come together. Our own collective consciousness has this consciousness of fear, this consciousness of warring. How do we shift that race consciousness into what our forefathers wanted our consciousness to be, which was of liberty, life, justice for all? To break away from the past being bound, but to be buoyant and happy, which is our right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to claim it for ourselves. We can't look to politicians. We can't look to our parents. We can't look to anything else or anyone else to tell us that we are stars. We have to believe it within ourselves, see it within ourselves, know it. We have to continue to be love, live in love, and allow our light to shine so bright that everyone goes, "Who is that superstar walking in? Whose light is shining so bright?" So how do we break the chains? I give to you the color schemes and what they mean of our beautiful flag, so that when you look at the flag, you not only see a symbol of America, you see a symbol of yourself. And you own it, and you claim it, and you live up to it. And so, a constellation, as I just said, a constellation are a grouping of stars forming a recognizable symbol. And that astronomers have deemed animals like the horoscope. I say we deem it anything we want, so long as we deem it peace. I say we deem our constellation the peace sign. How about that? That together we shine and we look up, and then when anyone looks at us, collectively or singly, we form a constellation of light, love, freedom, and peace. So, purity. The white stands for purity. What is purity? A lot of times we use purity as pure as the driven snow. We use it in forms of someone's virginity, but purity also means that it is lacking of any matter or substance that can dilute or dirty up something. So as the United States, we're saying that we want to be pure, pure of heart. I too think that most of us would agree, or you wouldn't be coming to church, that we want to be pure in some way, right? Pure of heart. That any darkness that is within us is moved away so that light is not interrupted. And that our innocence, lacking of any corruption or guilt, continues to allow us to move forward and stride. That whatever issues that we have done, whatever things that we have moved away, that we allow God to move in and through us, to provide us with a pure heart, to allow us to be not just a white, but just a pureness, a sparkling within us. Cleanse us. Allow us to not only move forward in the world, but allow us to move forward as God sees us. The red represents hardiness. Hardiness. The ability to endure difficult times. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that in our lives, we can look at the country and look that we are moving forward in difficult times, but in our lives, we hold on to the ability. But be steadfast. How do we be steadfast? How do we be hardy? Continue to open ourselves up to the solace of God. We know that, but we forget that God's ability and God's guidance through any hardship of any hardiness can move us through only if we can open ourselves up to be what? To move forward in valor, which is another representation of the red. What is valor? It's to be courageous in the moment of any sort of danger, of any moment that is fearful to you. Have valor, knowing that the presence and the power of God is surrounding you and is always with you. Don't allow the red to be any confusion or anger and any danger, but allow the red of the flag to hold to the truth that God's will of good is always and constantly with you, moving you and guiding you through the challenges of your life. Allow the redness in the times of life to allow you to open yourself up to the presence and power of God that is always there, to allow you to be strong, to allow you to move forward, to have the fountain, to have the cornerstone of faith that whatever you are going through, no matter what it is in your life, that God's will of good wants you to be free, to be happy of the situation, to move forward in a diligent way so that you can move towards that pure innocence. Move forward to that light so that you can shine brightly. And the blue represents vigilance, perseverance, and justice. Vigilance, the blue, spiritually represents you looking out, looking forward within your own self to make sure that you continue to see mistaken thoughts, mistaken feelings, to keep careful watch of the difficulties in your life to make sure that you are not placing the wrong presence and the wrong consciousness within these actions, but to allow God to help you move through, to have steady watch, vigilance, to persevere, to steadfast do something to achieve your greatness. Lastly, justice. To have just behavior and just treatment within your life, within the life of others. You know, these are very simple words, but these words allow you freedom. In the United States, we say we are free. Actually, I love being an American citizen, even with all its difficulties, because even in this place do I have the freedom to move, to grow, to change, to speak my mind, to live my life, and when something I believe is wrong, to step forward, to be vigilant in my thoughts and the actions, to ask the American citizens to be vigilant in everything that they do, to be watchful, and to allow us to move forward so that the truth of what Thomas Jefferson comes out, so that we as a people, individually, collective, as a nation, can move forward. I pray that we continue to shift, now to continue to move and evolve, not from the confusion that this country was born in, the confusion that continues to move forward in the country. I say we need to continue to evolve, to have, as the Bible says, a new heaven here on earth. For heaven isn't out there, somewhere in the skies, beyond the blue, in the universe. Heaven is here with us, shining our individual light, allowing God to move in, through, and as us, as an individual body to shine our lights, as a collective body, so that we can shine the light of a constellation, so that we can be the beacons of not only peace, but to show people how, with this peace, we are free. That right here, right now, we break the chains of bondage and we move forward. There's a wonderful quote that I love from Abraham Lincoln that says, "America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and have our freedoms of having our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves." America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. It's time for us to stop destroying ourselves. It's time for us to step forward in the greater, knowing that individually we are expressions of God. It's time for us to show up in that as love. It is time for us to move forward and to celebrate this birthday in the knowledge of the truth of what our forefathers really wanted in our hearts. Liberty, happiness, justice for all. And for that to happen, we have to embrace that for ourselves. Are you ready to be happy? Yes? No? Yes. Are you ready to be happy?
Yes.
Are you ready to be free?
Yes.
Are you ready to have justice for yourselves and for all?
Yes.
So then let us act. Let us act like we want that, each and every one of us. This ministry needs to start it, each and every one of you and myself. When we go out from these doors from this Sunday, once we come from fellowship and enjoying the feast that was made, will we walk out into the world and forget everything that was happening? Or will we allow ourselves, every time we see the flag flying, not only to think of the flag as a symbol of America, but to think of the flag as ourselves and shine brightly? Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Are you willing to go out there? I don't know if Jack's laughter means he doesn't believe us or he thinks that's a fallacy. I'll ask him later. Are we willing then to move forward, and no matter what situation there is, that we would agree to see God in that person? Oh, yeah. When we wake up and when we're going through a situation, will we be willing to see God in ourselves? Beloveds, We here at Unity say that God is everywhere present. We don't say that God is present here, but not here. God is present here, but not here. We say that God is everywhere present. So are we willing to step out on that fact and say that God is present in me?
Yes.
That's better. Are we willing to step out on the fact that God is present as me?
Yes.
Woo! And are we willing to look at another person while we're walking down the street, while we are in conversation, while we are whatever we are doing, are we willing to look at the other people around us and see God present within them? Are we willing, no matter what the situation, to continue to be a star?
Yes.
Yes. All right, so let's claim it. I am a star.
I am a star.
I am a superstar.
I am a superstar.
And so are you. Point to someone and say, you're a superstar.
You're a superstar.
Go to another person. You're a superstar. And to another person, you are a superstar. All right, I got another one for you. I am the indwelling presence of God.
I am the indwelling presence of God.
Point to someone, you are the indwelling presence of God. Another person, you are the indwelling presence of God. And when you leave here or right now, if you want to, you can take out your smartphone, put it to a profile, and look at yourself or look in the mirror, look at your reflection in some way, shape, or form, and say, I am the beautiful light, and I am God. I am the beautiful light. I am God. See, we're not going to be a star unless we accept the truths. It's a scary thing that means, what if I say I'm God, blah, 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 blah. But the reality is, if God is everywhere present, God is right here. And don't just point to your heart. We like to make it all lovey-dovey and gushy, and God is in our heart. God is everywhere present, whether we accept it or not. And the truth is, allow the birthday of the United States to be your catalyst to celebrate yourself, because each and every one of us are part of this nation, our ancestors, and we still fight tooth and nail. Our cells, our blood are in the fiber of this nation. Claim our nation. Claim the right and the greatness of the nation and move forward to be the light to shift and change this nation when it is faltering. That is the only way that we can shift and change how this started. This is the only way, most importantly, that we can shift and change how we started individually. So today, as every day, we place in prayer that God's will of good moves in and through us, our lives, and this nation for life, liberty, and justice for all. We see that any crime moving out through any streets anywhere in this nation is moved away. Any bigotry, any isms, anything that is not of life and liberty and being a light of good, we see it dissipating. God, move through each and every one of us to be your will of good. Let us shine your light for ourselves, for each other, and for the nation. Amen.
Amen.
And as you go forward within your day, throughout your week, I invite you to say the affirmation that is there, and let us say our affirmation together. The presence of God within allows me to choose new patterns of thinking that bring freedom and good into my life. Let's say that one more time. The presence of God within allows me to choose new patterns of thinking that bring freedom and good into my life. Happy celebration. Be safe.